Here's a thought I'll title, Cleanliness is Next to Artliness. And yes, I just made up that word, but it's okay. We're creative individuals. We can make up words from time to time if it suits our purpose. So artliness, you can add that to your dictionary. What brings this to mind is I had a landscape shot that I was working on that was absolutely covered with big black fuzzy blobs, the kind of thing you get when there's dust on your sensor and you shoot in a very small aperture. I happened to shoot this picture at f14, and all of those black blobs were very visible in the sky, and it took me quite a while to get rid of all of them so that they were invisible. And somehow, in the process of doing that, I remembered, and not fondly, the film photographer's devil incarnate, known as the changing bag. Do any of you remember changing bags? This was essentially a big black zippered bag that had places where you could put your hands through essentially what looked like sleeves, and your hands would be inside the bag where you could then change film. I used to have to do this all the time because I was shooting 2.25, 3.25 sheet film at the time. And so whenever I was out in the field and I had used up all of my film holders, I had to go into the dark bag and remove the old film, put it in a light tight box, and add new film to the holders, all of this by feel only. And of course, when you're feeling around inside that dark bag, it's moving and you're dislodging little fibers and bits of dust, etc., which always got on my negatives, which caused a huge pain in the rear. Essentially, there's not much difference between a changing bag for photography and a vacuum cleaner bag when it comes to dust. Even here in the digital age, dust is still an enemy for all of us. It's important to develop strategies to deal with it or suffer the consequences of having to spend hours and hours spotting out dust, removing those fuzzy blobs from the sky, etc. In my film days, my primary strategy was to always stay in motel rooms that did not have a window in the bathroom. Then I could go in there, close the door, and duct tape all the seams of the door so that there would be no light leaking in. Then I'd use the counter, if there was a counter, or the back of the toilet, there was always a toilet, where I could change my film without having to be enclosed in that dust-producing changing bag. Fortunately, we don't have that problem in the digital world, but we have a related problem, and that is swapping lenses in the field opens the sensor to possible exposure to dust and whatever that gets inside the camera body and creates a problem. So how do we deal with that? Well, there's probably experts out there who could answer this question more thoroughly than I can, but here's what I do. Is in the first place, whenever I change lenses in the field, which I do as infrequently as I can, because that's why I have two camera bodies, is I have a two camera body strategy that eliminates about 99% of the lens changes in the field. But from time to time, when I want to put on, for example, my ultra-wide lens, or I have a fisheye lens, or I have a very fast portrait lens, if I need to change to one of those specialty lenses in the field, I always make sure first that my camera is pointing down so the dust can't fall into the camera. It might be blown up into it if I'm not careful, but if I point the camera down and remove the lens and then put the other lens back on before I turn the camera up, that helps. Second thing is, after I have changed lenses in the field, I always do a sensor clean, and I do it twice. Fortunately, that's just a little menu item in the digital camera. You hit the sensor clean and it does what an ultrasonic vibration or something that's supposed to loosen dust, and that tends to keep things to a minimum. The funny part about it is when I forget to do it, which I did when I was in South Dakota, I'll end up with those big dark gray blobs, particularly when I'm shooting a small aperture. And what's really cruel, I think, is that when I'm shooting more to the wide open end, I don't see those dust things at all, so I never notice them. but every once in a while they'll jump up and bite me because I haven't followed the procedure correctly. I wish every camera manufacturer in the world would have a curtain that closes to protect the shutter the minute you take the lens off. I know some cameras have that. I think it's a brilliant feature. But unfortunately, my cameras don't include that feature. So instead, I have to remember to do the sensor clean. I have to be very careful when I swap lenses. And even then, from time to time, I'll be presented with dust in my images that takes me back to the changing bag days, which are at least far behind me.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.